Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
Stick to sports.
The stick to sports era is officially over.
And now for something completely different.
And moistness has never been an issue, so I can't. What do you talk about? Just listen. Just sit back and listen, Ellen.
Let's now go ahead. Tell the story. Tell the story over top of Kool and the Gang. It's
is this X rated? I mean, is this censored? Oh,
yeah. No, it's not censored.
It's a podcast. That's why.
Oh my God, you seriously say anything?
Yes.
Oh, you better watch out, boyfriend. This is not going to be pretty.
It's, well, or is it?
I'll try to be the neutral one.
All right, this
just if you have a hard time with the word moist. This might not be your podcast.
This might not be for you.
I'm calling this.
And we're feeling moist.
I think we're gonna have our dream day. Oh, we get to talk with JJ's. Thank you, Ellen.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm calling this Cheerleaders for Life because Colleen Valcoon, President, iHeartMedia Wisconsin, clap for you.
Golf clap.
Absolutely.
Gina Della, General Manager of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, clap for you. And Ellen Marsili, owner of Cool Chick Consulting, the all-purpose unicorn. She's worked for years in the custom electroplating business. She knows more about boy things than most men do. Engines, motorcycles,
yes.
Guns.
All these, yeah, guns.
Batteries on golf carts.
There you go.
I do. I need the girls around me once
ladies,
in a while.
Ladies, yes. Cheers. Steven is sweaty balls. Right.
Yeah. Not in this cool van, though. They're probably keeping them cool.
It's just a little Saturday Night Live.
I love it. It's 2
That's
o'clock.
A special custom cushion for you to keep your balls nice and cool while you're doing podcasts in the van.
They stay naturally cool.
Right on.
Thank you very much for that. So anyway, here we are.
All of you
are former cheerleaders. How
yes.
about them apples, huh?
Yes.
Well, how has cheerleading Woo-hoo. Prepared you gals for life and business? And families and everything else.
We should have read this before we started. Oh, my God.
Colleen's story is phenomenal. I'll be happy to start just
All
because
right.
I
yeah.
did do the prep work. But I was only a high school cheerleader, not a college cheerleader. I did get to cheer one college game.
What high school?
Genoa Kingston. I was
in
at Genoa Kingston Cog
in Illinois.
Okay. Just Ooh. Very close to NIU University.
Okay.
Grew up a farm girl.
Farm girl, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Horses, primarily.
All right. And you were a cheerleader there, high school.
Yes.
Okay. Gina, what about you?
Well, how did you even know? Because, first of all, I was a mat rag.
What's that?
That is a cheerleader for wrestling. I was a mat rag.
Mat
And rag. Then I'm like, I can't be a mat rag. I had to graduate to a pom-pom girl. I had to stop being a cheerleader as a mat rag. So we're going to have to veer a little bit because I had pom-poms.
I did pom-poms,
What's
too.
The difference?
First crossover.
Well,
pom-poms,
it's music and
dancing.
You do routines
yes.
to electrolyte. Well, that's Pedialyte.
Electronic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And usually half times and things, right?
Correct.
As opposed to being on the sidelines during a game.
By the way, were you guys?
That was me.
Big fan. Spartan,
he will fix you up. Bring it down now. Take it off. Fever's rising. Time to cough.
The great Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell with the cheerleader skit from SNL. A classic. All right,
awesome.
So you were technically POMS, not cheerleader.
Dance.
One year right. of cheerleading for wrestlers
meanwhile,
in singlets.
Meanwhile, Colleen made it to the show.
She's the big deal
she
here.
She made it to the show. University of Wisconsin-Madison,
yes.
big-time cheerleading.
Yes.
How was that?
Yeah, because when I made it to the show once, flat on my ass in the mud. In
did it prepare you for having
awful.
Sex?
Of course it did.
Right. I mean, that's what I would
that's
think, right?
Do you think she arrived on the shores of University of Wisconsin a virgin?
Absolutely not.
No. I would hope not. Oh,
Joan's not listening,
yes.
is she? Joan's not listening.
Yes.
Okay, she's not.
She was yes. a virgin. Oh, my God.
I would have been too. I was in that VG club.
Oh boy,
so,
the high fives.
Yes,
so anyway, you were a cheerleader
yes.
in high school, and you got
no,
a scout.
I was not a cheerleader in high school.
What?
No.
How'd that work
no.
out?
It's a
here
long
we go.
Story. Okay,
I'll he only
to,
has so many minutes.
I'll try to
clip
speed it up.
Notes.
So I was a gymnast, and I played fast pitch softball, and
That's
that
right,
was
you're
my
a
dream.
Softball player.
Yeah, I was going to play fast pitch softball at Northwestern. Was my dream. They were number 3 in the country, and I tried out, and they said, "Great, you can play." You know, I'm 5'2",
okay.
but there was no scholarship. So I went home and told my parents, and they said, no.
Why not? Because they couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a big, expensive school.
It's a big, expensive school. So my dad's like, why don't you just go to Parkside? You got a scholarship there.
What's went, Parkside?
UW Parkside.
Okay.
It's a very lovely place. But after you've been to Northwestern,
oh, yeah.
and then you go to Parkside, I was like, hell to the no. Like, I can't do this. So I applied to Madison, and I got in Madison. I had never even seen it.
Really?
Never been there. Mm.
But you
no.
grew up in Milwaukee, so you kind of knew about it.
Yeah, I was a city girl.
Okay, yeah, but it was an hour and a half west, so.
Yeah, it yeah. Just wasn't on my radar. You know,
okay.
They didn't have women's fast pitch softball there, so.
Really?
No, so I move into my yeah. dorm, and I was telling these girls, everybody was going to try out for cheerleading. I lived in an all-girls dorm, so I traipsed off with everybody, and we tried out for cheerleading, and I made it through all the stations, do a back handspring, back tuck, you know, this dance. And
how'd
then,
you know how to do all that stuff?
I was a gymnast.
Okay. Yeah.
So, gymnast, journalist, all the same thing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Just it involves a lot of bending
over. As long
as
you can
over.
Bend over backwards.
Yeah. Got to be a pretzel for both. Got to be flexible.
Keep on the head, bend over backwards. Woo-woo.
So, the long story short, I didn't know I said it to Gina. I don't know if I can say this on here, but, I mean, I made it through every step, and then you come to the weigh-in part. I failed the weigh-in.
Oh, no.
I didn't make weight. So, like a wrestler or something.
Sliding scale by height, obviously.
No, I think it was a flat at the time.
Yeah.
What?
And I don't think they do this anymore.
Not that you want to say the year, but you have to remember this wasn't just five years ago.
It was in the 80s.
Well,
the
you would think even back in the 80s they'd have a sliding scale.
No.
It was 120.
No.
Really?
Yeah. No. Sorry, I just told you.
It was cookie cutter back then. Yeah.
What'd you come in at?
It was over that. That's all I'm going to say.
Good try, though.
Don't act like it's impolite. But, you started today's show talking about vaginal
health.
But
it was 120 vaginal.
She's not at the end, so yeah.
So I get through the whole thing, and the people who were running it said, you know, you made it all the way to the finals, except you didn't make the weight.
Just
like,
go puke in the bushes a few times.
No, I told her. What I did was I started training. I'm like, you know what? I think I want to do this thing. I want to travel with the football team and the basketball team. We even did wrestling and women's. I'm like, I love sports.
Awesome.
Like, maybe this is my in. So I worked out all summer and all winter and everything. I actually got down to it. See, I don't know if we should talk weight because then it will be like shunned, but I was like 105 pounds.
Is that your best weight?
She's 5'2".
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's an awesome story, Colleen. I did not know that you didn't even go to UW for cheerleading. You fell into it. And you did it for 4 years?
Yeah, I did it for 4 years because I stayed for a fifth year.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And,
fun.
And you all are, you're all huge sports fans.
Yes.
Gina, when I first met you a couple years ago, you were just going off about whatever game you had just come from. You love sports like many people do here in Wisconsin.
Correct.
Tell me where that came from.
Well, I have two boys. Okay. I have a husband who was an athlete. How do you have two boys and only boys? You have to love sports. My dad loves sports.
Right. Okay.
I should be a commentator.
Yeah. We could do it. You know what? We'd be better than Buck and Aikman. Totally.
Oh, my God. Totally. For sure.
Totally.
Do you know
anybody that could get us in?
Spectacular. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me talk to you right here. Call Fox. Send audition tape of this podcast.
Perfect.
That ought to get you gals right on in. What about you, Colleen? So your sports fandom is all Milwaukee growing up here, right? And you're more Illinois, Ellen, because you're more
Illinois.
Bears. You're a dirty, stinking Bear fan.
Well, I am technically, and this is really bad, in Wisconsin, almost worse, is that I'm a Broncos fan.
How'd that
then
come about?
It had to do with motorcycles, and we, Terrell Davis, you know, awesome with Elway combo back in the 90s, loved him, wanted to live out there. We had Terrell's motorcycle. He had a motorcycle we took out to Laughlin, and there's just a big backstory on that veers too far off, I think.
Well, so I feel like you had a fun life.
Yeah. Well,
she's been to Sturgis a few times.
Many times.
How many times?
I want to say seven.
Sturgis, the big motorcycle rally where everyone gets on a bike, rides to Montana.
Work, yeah.
Montana? No, South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I
just want to bow to you.
I 1 year and traveled all over vending at motorcycle rallies. So that's how I met one of the guys who knew Terrell Davis, and he had the Bronco bike, and we hauled it out to Laughlin for him, and it's just been, and I, no children and single, you get the, you got to fill your life up with something, right? Because kids take a lot of time, which is awesome, but I'll go to Sturgis. I had broke up with a guy to go to Sturgis, actually, because I'm like, I want to ride the bikes out to Sturgis. He's like, what? We need to go rent a place. I'm like, I'm going to Sturgis, and you're not telling me I spent my money, so see you later.
Oh, man,
that's,
I bet he was
stupid
shocked.
For a girl to do that.
I bet he was like, what? You're dumping me over that?
A little bit, yeah.
And you're like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
I just drove a moped last weekend and thought I was going to die because it was a scooter. I signed up for doing scooters, and then I get there, and it's a moped, and they're like, well, what did you think it was going to be? I'm like, I'm not really sure, but you want me to do a moped?
Yeah, something over 50 cc's. I want at least 250, 500,
1340. Oh, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about, but it scares me.
Hey, she makes me drive the golf cart.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah, exactly.
In Canada, that's true. Story. Colleen had to drive the golf cart.
It's a true story. Yeah.
That's all right.
What's the current state of cheerleading, by the way? Is it still big? Is it on the decline? Is it more dance and not so much the throwing in the air? I once read that cheerleading has the highest injury rate of any sport short of football.
Yeah.
Well, crazy. I don't think it's like your little Saturday night skit you just showed us anymore.
Well,
I don't think that.
They don't get to wear helmets and shoulder pads, and they're on that hardwood floor, so and they're throwing each other around.
You're thrown 20 feet in the air. Did you get thrown 20 feet in the air, Colleen?
Oh, yes.
Launched.
Most dangerous sport I ever participated in, and I was a gymnast, so that's
saying a lot. Did you ever fall?
Yes. I had a very severe concussion.
Oof.
Yeah, I actually took my exams, and I forgot that I took them, and I went to one of my professors and said, I'm so sorry I missed my journalism ethics exam. And he goes, missed it? You didn't miss it. You took it.
And you, and you got an A.
I got a B.
Which was still a grade up from what her normal grades were.
Awesome. Look how smart you are. Unconscious. That's scary.
But, yeah, I mean.
There's no concussion protocol back in the day. They're like, oh,
no.
We dropped Colleen. Scoop her up and get her back
in line.
Pick
that 105-pounder up and let's do it again.
If you said you were fine, they believed you.
Well, and I rode my moped. Speaking of scooters, mopeds, I rode my moped to Camp Randall and talked to Dr. Helwig. And I went in, and he kind of did the, you know how they used to, like, put a light up or whatever?
Yeah. See if you can follow along.
He, picked up the phone off the thing and said, University Hospital? Yeah, I got one coming in. He goes, whatever you do, don't drive your moped there. It's like, I'm a college student. I'm broke.
How
what
else am I
going to
get there?
Do?
I'm
in a cheerleading uniform? Like, call a cab? You know, so I hopped on my moped and went down there.
Wow.
Handspring.
But you but you still loved it, though, right?
Loved it.
What did you gals love the most about cheerleading?
Well, I got nothing. I was a mat rag. You're going to have to defer to these two. No. I will say, I got asked out by Jeff Sumrad, who won state and was hot, and that was the benefit.
Jeff Sumrad? He's dreamy.
Other than that, I got nothing for you.
Okay. I still don't know the distinction between mat rag and cheerleader.
Think of the mat.
Like, who wants to be the cheerleader for wrestlers?
It's still cheerleading. It's still rah-rah.
That is
the team.
Wiping shouldn't say that. Because what if it,
it's all right, we're
I don't
white.
Think they
it's all right,
do.
We're all white in here.
No, it wasn't the white trash part. It was the what if you're a mat rag. But I don't think they do mat rags anymore.
They do. They just changed the name to something a little more politically correct.
Do you have to cut all this out if we say these bad things?
No.
Oh, God help you.
No, God
Are
help
you remorseful for this whole situation at this time?
Remorseful? I'm delighted.
Okay. All right.
Are
you ready for 2.0 already? You planning for the
2.0? Well, yeah. I just need people to know who are listening to this. Yeah. Zabin is a blueberry right now. Not only is he a blueberry, he's a wild blueberry, which means he's got more antioxidants in him from head to toe. You look good in blue. It brings out your eyes. I feel like I'm looking at St. Thomas right now. It's just beautiful.
Wow, keep going.
Yeah,
more,
that's
more.
All I got. Okay, that's all
enough.
I got. Work.
Go
that's
head.
All I got.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what was the serious question?
Serious
about
question.
Okay.
What'd you love about it the most?
I really did love it. So coming from not being a cheerleader and then cheering in college, I loved everything about it. I loved being close to the whole athletic organization and seeing how it runs from the inside out. I mean, I got to travel with the team. I worked out with the team. We learned a lot. I learned
a
lot, and I have such an appreciation for college athletics because of it and all the athletes, males, females, everything. I mean, it's huge. But to travel, like my very first game was Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
That's rough.
My very first game, we went to Hawaii, and Crazy Legs Hirsch brought in these little paper bags, and inside he had them all open. We opened, and they were Lay's, and we were all looking at each other. He's like, yeah, pack your bags. We're going to Hawaii in the morning. I was like, what? So, yeah, Hawaii.
The real,
phenomenal.
The real Elroy Hirsch?
The real Elroy Hirsch.
Holy look at how he just does this right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, got to check it out. You met.
Yeah.
He was Wisconsin's AD.
I got goosebumps.
In 77. I did not know that.
That is awesome.
That's so cool. Native of Wausau, Wisconsin.
I wasn't there in 77. Let's
I know.
That's more.
I know. But still, he was around, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. He was awesome.
That
awesome.
Is so cool. Wow. So you're real
How
close
exciting.
To
exciting.
Ellen, what'd you like most about cheerleading?
I think there's a lot of camaraderie that people don't realize, even though, and you're supporting the team, and you did, you know, you don't have to work as hard as the athletes, but you get to be on the sidelines supporting them and having control
like
over
this?
The crowd.
Camaraderie. Yeah.
Respect people's personal you know, space.
I love that. And you know, as a high school, we were one of the first high schools to have boy cheerleaders. And in our tiny town, we had boy cheerleaders or guy cheerleaders, whatever you want to call them, but not girl cheerleaders. We had boy cheerleaders. And that was huge to have that.
Yeah. How did the boys handle being cheerleaders? And they
I got to tell you, they all played football too.
I was going to say,
but during basketball season, they weren't playing basketball and they wanted to be participating in the sports. So they're like, you know what? I can do this.
But back in the day, it was quite fashionable.
1983, to goof on. 84.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The word cheerleaders.
You know, and this was probably one of those circumstances. A small farming community, like you said, is 3,500 people in our hometown. And they were proven athletes. So they had nothing to prove.
Okay.
Very secure.
Yeah.
And everybody embraced it. It was phenomenal.
Did they date any of the cheerleaders? Or was that frowned upon? You're nodding your head, Colleen.
I'm sure.
What about players? Did you date players without naming any players? Colleen.
I did not date players, but many of my cheerleader friends dated.
Right.
And some are still, you know, are now married to.
Was there a rule against it? Because at certain levels, I know in the NFL, there's a rule, don't date the cheerleaders.
I'm sure there probably was, but.
And I know that several Redskins violated that rule, including my buddy Chris Cooley, who married one of the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, don't date the cheerleaders, or what? You gonna cut me?
Oh.
Like, as soon as you say to a cheerleader, hey, let's get married, she's gonna go, oh, and give up the $50 a game the team's paying me?
Sign me up.
To go to Burger King?
They just quit. They go, I'm done cheerleading.
Yeah.
I just married the starting tight end.
Exactly. No, I mean, I can remember, like, Matt Jokey, I hope he doesn't listen to this, but he dated Roxanne. Like, he was a football player, she was a cheerleader. So if they did have a rule in it, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't kept intact very well. But there were a lot of inter-squad datings, and a lot of the guy cheerleaders, they tried walking onto the football team and just quite weren't there. So they were very athletic. They had to lift. They had to lift us. They had to throw us.
Right.
I mean, super athletic. And, they had a lot of dates with cheerleaders, not only from our school, but other colleges.
Right.
It seems
there was
like
no social media to throw them under the bus.
No.
Right.
They could just do it.
It seems like in this day and age, there'd be a lot of hesitancy from a father or a mother to let their daughter go into cheerleading because, A, it's dangerous. B, it's perceived as just, you're just fishing the barrel for the athletes to go date. And God forbid impregnate in high school, right?
Well, if my mom had her way, I wouldn't have been a cheerleader in high school. She hated it.
Really?
We were all sluts. We're all sluts. You're sluts. She just
promoted
mad
sluts.
At me every
your
day.
Mom?
My mother, yeah. And you've met my mother. My mother, she just ragged at me every day on the way driving me to school, especially if I had a 6:30 practice in the morning before school. She was just, this is awful. Because I played softball too when I was in sports, but I was a cheerleader, so I was, it was not good.
Any opinions on the dance industry, competitive dance? Because I know that is big dollars, big competition.
Yeah.
Travel all over the country, these
That's
big
awesome.
Meets.
And
they work their asses off.
They do.
I mean, that is not easy. It's not.
And you need to keep working. It costs so much money. It's so expensive. Yeah. So expensive.
No,
and
but then, look at how J-Lo. That's how J-Lo got her start.
Yeah.
Well, is that the implication? If you go to competitive dance, you'll be J-Lo?
Well, why wouldn't you want to aspire to that?
I guess so.
Become a fly girl, and then now look. She gets to do whatever she wants.
Wasn't she a Laker?
Yeah. Her too, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
You know what I think about is I think about people who are professional dancers who are trying to get gig work doing music videos or whatever.
Yeah.
And the ones that are on these videos, you're like, okay, she's hot and is a great dancer. She's hot. The whole room full of them. And then I think there's 100 or 200 more that were told, get out.
Mm-hmm.
And how cutthroat it must be. Yeah. But you have to love it, I guess, to do it, right?
So have a contingency plan.
Yeah. Well,
but, I mean, look,
yeah.
You learn discipline. You do learn good health. You learn how to support other people and empower other people, although you also learn how to be competitive and be a good sport.
If you like entertainment,
if you do,
and sports,
if you love
too,
it, yeah.
You get
just
to
stay
in.
Off the silver pole.
Hey, there's one in my living room, and it's a blast.
There is? Uh-oh.
Yes, you know there is. It's in my living room. You know that? I teach the pole fitness. It's all pole fitness.
As I say, we need a pole
fitness.
So,
pole
we
fitness.
Need a pole dance
come
dance
down
sponsor.
To my house near Lake Geneva. We'll do.
Is
some.
That how I can wear jeans like that and look good
yes,
like
absolutely,
you do?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat. Thank
I got
you
a
for
pole.
That.
I got to get a
not
pole.
Look good, but thank
I
you
get a
so
pole.
Sweet.
A go to her for pole dancing
yes,
lessons.
Yes, it's fitness. It's one of the best
so another thing
ever,
I'll add in
sure.
the house. I need a pole, and then I can look like Ellen and wear those jeans.
here's the other thing. If your husband says, I'm not installing that, it's tension mounted.
Oh, no, Chris so will install it. If I look like that, Chris will install
it. Chris is probably installing it right now.
Chris is probably, he was a cheerleader. He's installing it.
I can install it for you, honestly. They're super easy, but yeah.
He was a cheerleader. They met at Chi-Chi's.
Chris was a cheerleader. His mom made him.
We should have had him on here, too.
That's fantastic.
His mom made him lift his sister. He didn't want to.
All right. We've done enough.
Moving on.
I'm moving on.
See, there's so much more than you think to being a cheerleader.
Yes.
Right?
Moving, women, period. Moving right along. We've pussyfooted enough around this issue. Let's get to the one thing dominating Wisconsin sports right now, and I'm not talking
about... Oh, my God. Wait, stop. I didn't read your notes because I didn't have time. I'm thinking, seriously, you gave me 5 minutes? It's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
You got it.
Okay. Okay, ask me anything.
Okay.
Because I got the inside scoop.
Oh, no.
I don't want...
Are you a surrogate for Aaron Rodgers?
Surrogate.
Well, no, Gina... I hate his man bun. I don't know what the hell's with this chick he's with. She's controlling his life. Oh, no, I'm not a surrogate for him. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
So, Gina, you obviously work with a lot of people that are in the Packers orbit. You've got Wayne Larrivee as one of your endorsers. And you know kind of the way the sausage is made in the professional football ranks. You know, there's a lot of big egos on all sides of it. Man, management egos, player egos, coach egos. So you tell me, is Rodgers out of line right now?
Right now he is.
If he comes to camp on July 27th and says, what was everyone worried about? I'm here. Let's go play. Is he back in line?
At first I thought, this is his amicable way back saying, you know, I'm grateful for the fans. He had his way in. I'm grateful for the fans. And the coaches, mm-hmm. and then these latest comments. I mean, he's ruining his legacy.
So, but if he shows up, though, are we back to square one? Are we good?
I think people are going to immediately forget and forgive.
Okay.
As long as we win, baby.
Because it's Aaron Rodgers.
He's got to win, though.
Colleen?
If he loses, we're booing the hell out of him.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
That's how I am.
Is he out of line?
That's fair.
I'm a business girl. No, it doesn't bother me at all. Do what you got to do at the end of the day, get it done and win and make money.
Right. Do you feel like he has a point that he's been less appreciated than he should be? Because my stance, maybe this because I'm on the talent side of things, is that he's the reason they got a fucking sledding hill at Lambeau. Not because Goody and Murph are all brilliant and great stewards of the franchise. He's a unicorn in a league in which if you don't have a unicorn, you're fucked. Yeah. You're 6-10 is what you are.
Whether or not he is underappreciated, he feels underappreciated. Therefore, you need to listen to him.
I agree.
There you go. There, right. What's the saying? Your feelings
perception
is reality.
Exactly.
And your feelings are never wrong.
Well, and
your feelings are your feelings.
And the Packers signed up for this. They signed a contract with him. They knew who they were dealing with. This isn't like they just signed it yesterday.
Well,
the Packers signed a contract with someone who is where he's at. So to me, you sign up for all of it. And if you're not a smart enough organization to make the guy you invested that much money in feel good and feel trusted and respected and a part of that organization, kind of shame on you.
It's the hot girlfriend
theory. If I do business with you and I know this is the deal and I've been in a contract with you forever, then and I partly created this monster because we've been in business together forever, then what was my expectation? Yeah. To not allow him to know what's going on and then expect a different response?
Yeah.
Then I don't know who I'm dealing with, and I'm not really doing a good job.
What's funny is that I was talking to a lot of the guys at the golf tournaments this past week that I was at, and a lot of them are thinking in ways that are antiquated and or miss the point of it all. And I've had to say, no, you're thinking about this all wrong. Like one phrase I heard was, well, doesn't he know that the Packers are the best thing for him? And he's the best thing for the Packers. I go, no, he thinks he can walk across the street to the Bears and make them fucking great tomorrow. And guess what? I would believe it.
Like Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. There was a quote from Tom Brady today, which is pretty remarkable, when he talked about his free agency process just 1 year ago. He said basically one team took a look at him, talked to him, and then said, nah, I think we're going to pass. And Brady's reaction, there it is right there. Quote, one of the teams they weren't interested in. At the very end, I was thinking, you're sticking with that motherfucker?
That's hilarious.
That's how alpha athletes think.
They do, but he is the exception. I mean, did it work out for Jerry Rice? No. Did it work out for Brett Favre? No. Did it work out for Emmett Smith? I mean,
it's a good question. The Brett Favre thing, you lived that here, Colleen.
Yes, I did.
I think it worked out in that he had two sensational years with the Vikings and came within one stupid Brett Favre interception from going to the Super Bowl.
But Brett Favre is always going to have that interception.
I know.
That's the history of him.
I think Favre would say it worked out. I think Favre would feel like he was satisfied in saying, yeah, you guys, I still had gas left in the tank and you left it in there. And I showed you. Once he had to go to the Jets.
He probably could have skipped that whole thing with his picture of his dick and all that.
Well, yeah, that would have been nice.
Never get out of
hey, like interceptions, that dick pic was a pick six. Yeah, it was a bad interception taken the other way. Ellen, okay, so if he shows up, then we're good. We'll let it wash down the river, and it'll just be some off-season drama.
Winning is everything.
But what if he doesn't?
What if he sucks?
No. What if he decides to take this thing nuclear and go, hey, I'm really going to press the issue. I'm not playing for them again. You can either trade me or you can sit on me for a year, but I'm never throwing another pass. I don't feel appreciated. Then we're in really uncharted territory because, like you said, Gina, his reputation, his legacy, forever changed.
Maybe he actually doesn't care about his legacy as much as he cares about the other. So those are all behind scenes you don't know. You don't know enough to know.
How much do you think that new girl of his beautiful bride-to-be is?
Tons. I think she has tons of impact on him. And I think he's not thinking through the leg. It's the heat of the moment. He's going to be so remorseful if he screws this up. You can't go back. It's one of those things where you regret. Don't screw it up.
Yeah.
I just don't know what's with this chick. I mean, she's Danica's best friend. He cheats on Danica for her. I mean, what is this whole situation? That was Danica's best friend.
Right, but I thought that Danica was pro and wished them well.
No.
Wasn't that one of the reports?
No.
That's what I heard, Gina.
I was going to say, I heard. You don't listen to Steve's show, Gina, because Steve said
that's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, first of all,
that's like when your husband says, do you really want a gift for your birthday?
Yeah.
Like, no, I was like, yes.
Right.
That is bullshit.
No.
See through the girl talk. Well,
she must do amazing things because she just, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I don't quite get it either. And forget the kicking beneath his coverage beauty-wise, which I think he is. I just think she's very immature. She strikes me as immature. She's young. She's very young, obviously.
She is, but I did like her in the Divergent series. I loved her. I had a huge girl crush
on her,
quite
frankly.
Maybe
she's a good gamer. You know, like those video games.
I guess. I worry about the fact that they had only been dating for 8 months. Seriously.
Well, maybe the whole thing is she's giving him what the Packers didn't. You know, not to give them a whole lot more. Exactly my point.
We went right to vaginas again.
She's got the magic vagina.
See, now.
Some call it pussy.
And the love and trust.
Call it the vagina P-word. Rejuvenation.
Pussy.
Vagina fun.
I'm not talking during this segment of the podcast. I'm going to do the sign of the cross.
Did you ever see her on Jimmy Fallon? Have you seen this clip before?
No.
No.
I tried.
I think you might
come up.
I think you might be interested in this.
This a quiz?
No, just take
a lot of questions. One is that I keep reading that you are engaged to football great Aaron Rodgers. And is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
I love that.
Yeah, we got engaged a while ago. And it's been, he's, first of all, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grew up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls, but he's really just so good at it.
That doesn't strike me right. That she's
what the hell was that?
Oh, it gets worse.
He really knows how to throw a ball. Yeah.
He can throw fastballs. He can throw slow balls, high balls, low balls. When I first met him, I think my dog like pulled me aside and was like, if you don't date this dude, I will disown you as my mother, because the 3 feet that I run with you when you throw a ball is nothing compared to the marathon I'm able to run with him.
I can't even imagine. I mean,
so her dog said, you better date this guy. And she has really no clue about what he does or what he means to millions of football fans. Or how brilliant he is at this incredibly hard job, quarterback in the NFL.
Well, or is that just a bit because she's also an entertainer?
Oh, I think he melted and thought it was cute. I throw balls.
I think somebody's PR person got together with somebody else's PR person.
Really?
Created a pretty good story here.
Yeah, you do it on air all the time, don't you? There's a part of on-air stuff you got to do that's just, you know.
I do it all the time.
We're not part of that right now, are we? And you're setting me up. Okay, I'm just checking.
I don't know why, though, if you're going to do a PR setup, get somebody more famous than Shailene Woodley. You say you liked her in Divergent. I'd never heard of her.
PR people probably say no. Busy.
You know, oh, really?
Come on. Sandra Bullock kind of looks like Gina. Busy.
No kidding.
Busy.
We decided.
Like, who do you go to right now?
She does look like Sandra Bullock.
Jennifer Aniston? She's busy. She's got it, you know.
There's others out there. I'll come up with a short list.
However, you also have an age thing to think about. Jennifer Aniston, love her, too. Yeah. Absolutely. But she's a little more mature than Aaron.
She's not in a baby-making mode.
How old is this one?
Yeah.
Isn't she?
8 months.
I mean, I would...
No,
isn't
age.
Isn't she not even 30?
Oh, how old is Shailene
She's
Woodley?
She's only 8 months
old. Yes. 29 or something. Wasn't she in her 20s?
I think so. Something like that. Shailene Woodley is in her early 20s.
Do you think Aaron wants children? I mean, little Aaron's?
At least
how
maybe
How many
the
does
option?
Drew Brees have? He's got... It seems like...
91 she
bomb.
Was born.
Yeah, so she's...
Oh, my God. Alexander David Dell is older than her.
So she'll be 30 in
29.
November.
29.
Yeah, I thought she was 29. Anyway, and only because I'm a freak and I listen to the show all the time and you guys report all this stuff.
There's an alternate theory on this, alternate explanation.
All right, give it to us.
It's love.
True love.
I was swallowing when you just said that.
That is not right.
Gina just choked on her monocle.
So was she, Gina. So wait, I want to go back because Steve said you were talking to guys on the golf course. Like, the guys were talking like women and we're talking like guys.
Because like, that's the reality. And Chris, I'm sorry she swallows. I'm just swallowing, like, you know. I'm so glad Chris loves me for me because I just can't be swallowing.
Wait a minute. We're not going to go into politics. But I'm like, she's an environmental activist and Our revolution. Oh. What is it? Our revolution.
Oh,
is
here's
it about
the thing.
Our vaginas?
No, it's not about your vaginas. Here's the thing. You can say, I don't want to go into politics, but that is part of the mix. And that has also rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because she is very leftist Hollywood. And up there in Green Bay, as you know, they like canceled the pipeline. Biden canceled the pipeline right away. A lot of Green Bay jobs.
Tons of jobs.
Supporting
all
that.
All over Wisconsin.
And Aaron Rodgers put his name on that petition with her. So they're like, hey, fuck you. And now you're like, I don't want to come play for us?
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's a damn shame.
Why can't he just find a girl that likes beef jerky and whose dad works at, like, the paper company?
I don't know. Well, he could shoot higher than that, I think. But still. How about the difference between her and Giselle? Giselle is a Brazilian supermodel, but do you remember the Super Bowl when Giselle was walking on the concourse and the fans for the Giants were giving her shit because Brady threw an interception that was off the hands of Wes Welker? She says, my husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball, too.
Yes.
So she gave it right back, and she knew football. She wasn't like, he throws balls. I mean, if Rodgers goes to the Super Bowl and, God forbid, throws a pass that goes the wrong way and gets picked, they lose the game, Shailene Wood is going to be like, that's okay, let's play catch with the dog.
Well, no, that's not apples to apples, and that's not fair. Because how long had Tom been with Giselle at that point? So by the time that Shailene has been with on? Aaron, oh, but yes, yeah, so
think,
I don't
think,
know.
You
that
think Shailene's going to get up to speed on what he does and how it matters?
She's a true girl, yes, because we all turn ourselves inside out for our men, and we will definitely learn about a lot. How do you think I started to learn about motorcycles? Because of some dude.
I don't know.
That's how you started, huh?
So absolutely, I'd like to see that. A guy who had a bike.
Like, I'd like to see her and Giselle go head to head in like some kind of trivia thing.
Right?
Let's go.
Oh my gosh! But you got you probably got to give her a little more time.
And Giselle could get in a bikini with this girl and still. Go too, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I think, yeah. That for sure.
I wouldn't, well, I wouldn't be scared of this 29-year-old if I was Giselle.
No.
I'd just go.
No, not
Let's
be
go.
Scared. Absolutely
Let's
not.
Let's go, honey. Let's do sports trivia with her. Well, fun.
Hey, there you go.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
All right, let's pivot to what's going on right now. The Bucks have made it through to the Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Thank goodness.
How significant, Colleen, is Giannis and the Bucks' success and the new building and the Deer District to the city and everything else?
I mean, it's economic impact. I love it. I mean, who doesn't want new money coming into their city and people spending money in their city? That's right. What I love about it. I think Giannis is awesome.
Isn't he, though?
He's a great guy. I mean, something he said when he won the MVP that says, my father told me it's okay to want more but not to be greedy. I think about it every day.
Really?
Every day.
It's okay to want more but not
goosebumps.
Be greedy.
My father told me it's okay to want more but don't be greedy.
I have to pinch myself thinking about how he almost can't be real
Yeah.
compared to many big-time star athletes. who are self-absorbed shitheads. This kid is amazing.
Like, he sets the bar so high.
He's a grown-ass man. But still, the way he says, you know, I'm trying to get the bite here of him after the game talking about we were made for this. Yeah, I love that.
And he's such a good fit for this.
We're built for this, made for this.
He's such a good fit for Milwaukee. I mean, I can't even see him in L.A.
Do you think any other star that's American-born would have stayed with the chance to make all this money and go to a, quote, super team?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think the Giannis thing is as much a happy miracle as the Packers not having an owner and somehow staying in Green Bay.
Yeah.
That you're the last surviving one. So just Giannis must be protected at all costs.
Just think about Wisconsin in general. How can we have all these great sports and be this little sports market?
Yeah.
It is.
And look at the Deer District here.
Ted said he could hear them inside Pfizer Forum.
When
they were yelling Saturday night, he said he could hear them.
I can assure you, as you know, Colleen, go back 6 years or whenever before they got, well, a little bit more than that for Giannis, when they were 19 and 63, and say to yourself, this team, we'll be lucky to keep them here. And now look at that. Pretty good stuff. Okay, let's close out with a game of pick your poison, all right?
Pick your poison.
Say one or the other, or if you hate them both, you hate them both. Here we go. Fishing versus golfing.
Golfing.
Around the horn. Yeah?
Golfing, yeah.
Three golfings.
Sure. Okay. Napping versus drinking.
Napping.
Oh! Hold on, let's go one at a time. Colleen?
Drinking.
Okay.
Drinking.
Napping.
You like a good nap.
Oh, love it.
Do you nap on the couch or do you nap? Do you go to your bed to nap?
It's got to be in my bed with my sleep machine on.
Oh, nice. The little sound machine?
Yeah.
Do you turn the AC down to like 65 or something real cold?
Yes. Cover my head with a blanket.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, how long is your ideal nap?
2 hours.
Okay, perfect. As for drinking?
Yes.
Day drinking?
Day drinking, yes.
Okay,
love
good.
It. And all you know right. what? If you're not at a Badger game or something where you're having fun, if you're just watching golf like this weekend, you can day drink and you can catch a little nap. I mean, every now and again, you
can do both.
A micro nap.
What happened to Louis Oosthuizen?
A micro
nap. I thought he was winning. What? Oh.
Okay. How about cornhole versus dice?
Cornhole.
Yeah.
It depends on time of year. If it's winter, I want to shake dice for drinks while I'm day drinking. If it's summer or on the boat, then
followed
cornhole
with the
nap. Hello,
Colleen,
yes.
Cornhole or dice?
I'm a bar dice girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, where I'm from,
Captain Crew,
nobody plays bar aces. Dice. They don't have bar dice in New York City and Washington, D.C., not like they do here in the Midwest. So
I have a new challenge.
And there's a million different games. There was one golf club I went to. Hold that thought. One golf club I went to that had a table that was so pockmarked from all the dice hitting
slamming.
It over and over and over again. I go, are you kidding me? They're like, yeah, it's a pretty big thing at this club. Okay.
So my new challenge for you now is when you go to the bars in Wisconsin and or especially if you do the dive bar review with the guys after you, ask if they have a shake of the day.
Yeah.
Shake of the day.
Yeah. Shake of the day is huge here. Shake of the day. Not everybody
Which is
has
what?
It. Not everyone will
a
even
milkshake?
Let you.
No.
It depends on the bar, but usually it's three shakes and if you shake what they say you win a beer, a six pack, money in the jug. So, but
you guys also taught me right left center.
That's fun. Left center right.
Yeah.
LCR. But people will correct it. We do it on Sunburn Bowl, dude.
Yeah,
and I got corrected 100 times because I bring it to Sunburn Bowl, and I bring a floaty mat so they can play it in the pool.
My all family and friends play with dollars.
Yes, we do, too, in the pool at Sunburn Bowl. We do that.
Pick your poison, Culver's or Quick Trip?
Quick Trip.
Because?
It's a nice conservative company with a clean bathroom.
Seriously, I'm with her.
Out of the clean
Quick
bathroom.
Trip.
I
Quick
drive 30,000 miles, so
I'm,
bathroom's all the way.
When I do my trips, like I'm getting ready to go to Door County, I'm looking for my Quick Trips.
And you're excited for the Quick Trip. You count down the miles. You're like, oh. Yeah.
Quick Trip
miles.
Is where our cocktails came from today. Because I knew they had them. Absolutely, absolutely.
Let's call them for a sponsor of this show.
That's right. Quick Trip.
I mean, I'm a little bit stunned by the disrespect for Culver's because I think Culver's is
the
bomb.
It's not against Culver's. It's for Quick Trip.
My only thing about Culver's is they're a Pepsi joint, and Pepsi is swill. I know it's cheaper, but come on, Culver's, step it up. Okay, college football versus NFL. Gina. It's tough.
NFL.
Okay. Colleen.
College.
Wow. Ellen.
I'm going college too, actually.
Really?
If they keep letting them take me.
Oh, college.
I'm not a fan of that.
I was always an NFL guy because I went to school at UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West, which did not have a football program. And being from the D.C. area, it's not like college football is huge there. But I'm gravitating more towards college just because, not just the spectacle of the fans going crazy and the traditions and the names and the nicknames and everything, but they're amateurs, so a lot of more fuck-ups happen. So games are more unpredictable.
It's well, fun.
The NFL is very corporate and is very, you know, regimented. Yeah. Okay, live music or patio conversation with friends?
Aww.
Pick your poison.
Patio conversation.
Yes, patio conversation. Yeah.
Too old for live music.
I love live music, though. I mean, even if it's bad, you know, so that's a hard one.
But I like
live music where, like, it's one guy playing guitar and then you can talk too.
That'd be a
cheering. And they're not drowning, right? And then they're not drowning you out while you're talking. So you get the both of
All right.
Best of both
pick
worlds.
Your poison. Beer or a mixed drink of choice?
Mixed drink.
Absolutely. Mixed drink. Cocktails. Like, what's your go-to drink, Gina?
Well, I'm always on a diet, so Tito's and seltzer.
All right.
Dirty martini.
Okay. Oh. Ellen?
Regular olives, please.
A jalapeno margarita.
Malibu Stacey?
Okay, a Malibu Diet Coke is spectacular, yes, but a jalapeno margarita.
He only gave you one choice.
A jalapeno mule, a tequila mule with extra lime, maybe a jalapeno one. Ooh,
what did I call your favorite drink from Sunburn Bowl? A Malibu Stacey, when that's not even the drink?
Oh, exactly.
It's actually a Hawaii 5-0, or what is it called? I misnamed it because I couldn't remember. Josh was drinking a ton of those.
Oh, I love a good Bloody Mary.
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, yeah.
Miami Vice, yeah. Miami Vice.
Oh, that's a cruise drink.
Well, it's Mexico or Mexico trip.
Right.
We're getting you on. She's got to go.
Sunburn Bowl. She's got to go.
So I think we should make a drink that is the Malibu Stacey.
Okay.
Because we've got the name. We just need whatever it's going
to be. That's what I'm drinking right now then. Malibu just came out with a new watermelon flavor, and I mixed it with a lime zero sugar soda water.
Okay.
Lime and watermelon.
All right.
Done.
Malibu Stacey.
Done.
Done and done. Check.
And I'm pretty sure Malibu Stacey was a kid's toy. It was a doll, right? It was part of the...
The Barbie collection.
Yeah, the Barbie collection. Or no. No, it was from The Simpsons. That's what it was.
Yikes. I had a neighbor named Stacy.
Well, I've seen Barbie there,
Malibu
too.
Barbie.
I always wanted to be Stacy.
Well, there was Malibu Barbie, but the Simpsons...
Her name wasn't Stacy?
No, because the Simpsons wanted to use something close. So that's why it's Malibu Stacy.
The geniuses that they are.
All right. Pick your poison. 1 hour of email or a 1 hour meeting? Gina?
Meeting.
You'd rather sit through a 1 hour meeting.
Yes. Absolutely.
Then get
I think our fourth quarter numbers are actually tracking pretty well. Jerry, what do you have on the production
front? Is that what your meetings are like? That's not what my meetings are like.
Okay.
Yeah. It might depend on the meeting. Because if I can get through an hour
meeting?
Of emails.
Face-to-face meeting, yeah.
Okay.
They are preferred.
And you know what? And don't tell my boss, but like those long emails, like it's like, I don't know, like the fourth sentence, I'm like,
is Jeff getting a little long?
Very detailed.
He's always been long.
I'll work with him. I'll coach him.
We were talking about units earlier, weren't we?
You know the acronym TLDR, right?
Too long didn't read. I'm going to use that. Oh, my God. People might use that on me, actually. Wait a minute. That goes both ways.
This was the highlight of the podcast.
I feel like my kids might say that's my text, too. I constantly go, text is to say I'll be there in 5 minutes. Mom, then why do you tell us your whole life and discipline us? I don't know.
Talk texting, and I can.
Right.
A, I didn't know you had never heard of TLDR. B, your joy at getting ready to use it, and then your horror that it was actually going to be used against you in the span of 5 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. Pick your poison. Wisconsin Escape, the Dells or Lake Geneva?
Honestly. Lake Geneva.
No, I live there. I'm going to the Dells.
With all those kids with pee in the pool and that shit.
I do love Noah's Ark. It depends on time of year. I do get to go to Lake Geneva like every day.
Lake Geneva. favorite course of mine is... Geneva National.
Yeah.
Love the player, Geneva National. Awesome. And I love that restaurant, the Hunt Club.
Ooh,
I love
very
that.
Nice.
The
okay.
good steak. So have you been down there? They're adding on. Have you been there yet?
Oh, I
it's
can't
not
wait.
Done yet, but I'll let you know when it's finished so you can come on down.
All right. American Winter Escape, Arizona or Florida?
Arizona.
Florida.
Florida. Mm. Naples, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you want the water. Arizona does not have
like
the water.
Warm ocean.
Okay.
Warm ocean and moist. We're back to moist.
Moist.
Oh,
oh
my God. Dry.
I almost think we're coming to the end of this thing.
So just wrap it all up and come back.
It all comes full circle at the end of the day.
So I lived in Florida, too. So I won't go to Arizona.
Yeah.
Drier, better hair and makeup.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plus, it's just everybody from the East Coast.
But your skin
is
better and your vagina's more moist.
I loved Arizona.
See? You're going to dry up in Arizona. Nothing wrong with Arizona, but it is the desert, honey.
It is.
Long term, that's going to wreak havoc on the
vagina.
On the vagina.
It's going to look at that. It's going to start at your lips and go down to your vagina.
Is this what you envisioned of this podcast is a question of you for you?
No, this is way better than I thought it would be.
Yes!
We'll end on that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And remember, everything that was said here in the van of trust
is
stays
now on the public.
In the van. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's actually going out over the internet.
You have exactly
8 hours.
To warn people?
You have 8 hours in one edit before I post this.
In one edit?
Oh, you know what? I probably don't include that, okay?
Don't include about Chris and swallowing.
Loves her husband.
Yay. All right, you guys. We'll see ya.
We're way beyond, like, saying we don't.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.